Randy Brooks probably isn't the first person you'd think of when it comes to mental health advocacy. He's a forestry professor at the University of Idaho. But in the past year, Brooks says he's spent more and more time working to be a mental health resource to his students. He's noticed that more than ever, students are withdrawn and struggling in classes.
I've never seen students struggling like this. And, you know, I've been with the U of I 31 years now, and I've been on campus for a dozen years.
Brooks' interest in mental health grew out of his research on the health impacts of sleep deprivation on wildland firefighters. He found they suffered from impaired reaction time. Other research showed a greater risk of depression, anxiety, PTSD, and excessive alcohol consumption. Then 2 years ago, Brooks got the chance to become a certified mental health first aid instructor through his work as an extension specialist. Much like the name suggests, the course teaches how to care for someone who is experiencing a mental health challenge or crisis, similar to how regular first aid addresses physical ailments.
And I looked at that as my next step, a stepping stone into the research I've been doing, because they all play hand in hand.
Part of mental health first aid, Brooks said, is being a noticer. Over the course of the pandemic, he saw more students, specifically freshmen and sophomores, were struggling. Brooks gives all of his students his cell phone number. When he notices someone is withdrawn or stops attending, he checks in. This semester, 6 out of 28 students were on his list. He also refers his students to the university's counseling and psychiatric services. But sometimes, his students are more comfortable talking with him than a stranger. Greg Lambeth is the executive director of counseling, access, and testing at the U of I. He agrees the entire campus community should be involved in supporting students' mental health.
I think that's really important, you know, that we are interacting with faculty and staff on campus, providing them with support and some training that can help us to identify students who are in distress.
The university was recently chosen as a pilot location for mental health first aid training, meaning more faculty will be equipped to help their students the way that Randy Brooks has. I'm Rachel Sun.